So, Keith, thanks for coming in the studio. Good to see you.
Cheers, Rossine. Thank you.
And listen, you're at Derrickview, played your first game for the Irish League Championship side last week. Before we talk about that, gone from Finn Harps, you were the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Why the move, Keith? Why the departure?
I suppose there's a couple of reasons. You know, it was kind of touted that Adele was saying that people must be thinking that she has you by the proverbials, because as soon as Hallie arrived, I had to stop football altogether. That the way it was kind of played out. But no, not the case at all. Just, I suppose, the commitment level that Harps requires. And, you know, like, if you're the captain, I suppose, you know, you have to be there, you have to be all in. And, you know, it's just, I suppose, the time constraint of that. And then maybe going back to work as well, now the end of August and some big trips ahead. And look, I didn't want to be doing a sort of half-arsed, I suppose, the phrase I could use. So I thought it was maybe better to, I suppose, step aside. And, you know, obviously a couple of conversations with Dave, the manager, and with my family as well. Maybe it was the right time.
Yeah. Well, the game time was a wee bit limited towards the end of that term. How disappointing was it for you, Keith, that it came to an end so abruptly, because you only arrived back in December, you were given the captain's armband, and then just over 6 months later, you're gone from Finn Park for what, a third time, was it?
Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, kind of when you get to a certain age as well, like, game time is very important, and you know, to do all that, to make all that sacrifice, and maybe not play as much as you wanted, you know, that's difficult as well. Every game is probably precious when you get to my age or my stage of the career. And, you know, Derrickview offered me the opportunity maybe to, you know, prolong that maybe in a league that isn't as demanding in terms of my time, in terms of travel as well. So that's something that I, you know, was glad to take up. And I've been there almost 2 weeks now, and actually I'm really enjoying it. There's a good group there, good group of lads. Some former teammates of mine, Gareth Harkin in particular, that had, you know, some great times at Harps with, and, you know, we did quite well at our time there. So to sort of link back up with him was another draw. And I suppose working with Tommy Cannon again, who was a Harps coach formerly, you know, who knows the league well, is a good football man, and you know, he's been great, and I suppose maybe instrumental in maybe getting me there.
Yeah. How would you compare, you've only played one game, mm-hmm. but what's that standard like compared to the first division? And I suppose if you looked at that opening game, already Portadown have been touted as being the winners of the championship because they've strengthened up, they're a good team. So mm-hmm. It was a game which had a very high standard from the outset. And is it too early even to compare it to League of Ireland football?
Yeah, maybe I haven't seen enough of it quite yet. Like, you know, I suppose, like, other teams, you know, all teams will have their philosophies and how they want to play. You know, Portadown played a very direct style, especially in the first half. You know, they've come down from the NI Premier League last year. They've strengthened since they've come down. They've, you know, they seem to have their bank balance seems quite high in terms of their investment, and, you know, they're bringing in real quality. You know, we weren't really too sure. I suppose we're a very new team, and, you know, it's basically, I think, maybe two or three lads from last year have remained, and the rest of us are all new. So it's going to take time for us to gel and for us to, you know, find our feet and what our philosophy is going to be and how we're going to implement it. I suppose we 1-0 up in that game, and, you know, we're quite comfortable, and, you know, a mistake just before half time sort of let them back into it and sort of changed things, changed definitely the flow of the game. They went 3-1 up into the second half, and, you know, we got one back and late on, and then we're sort of pushing near the end. So it's encouraging from that point of view. Say, you know, we've got a nice mix of youth and experience there as well. So we've got a big game coming up now at the weekend. I got a derby game against Ballymallard, so that's one to look forward to. And I'd say, look, it'll take a few weeks for us to settle and sort of see where we are. But no, we're happy enough, I suppose, with the start we made.
Yeah. Was it an easy enough decision by Tommy to, when they heard that you were going to become free from Harps, to bring you in? Is it something they jumped at?
I have to ask Tommy that. You know, I suppose there wasn't
well,
much
the
time.
Was there much discussion over it, or did it happen, very quickly?
Yeah, I spoke to Tommy a few times. You know, I suppose there was a few conversations between myself and Dave as well. And, you know, you know, you're kind of thinking, I suppose, ideally and I suppose romantically about the whole thing. It would be nice to finish at Harps, you know, it'd be nice to see out the season and you know, to finish up there. I suppose that's where I started, and, you know, it would have been nice. But I just felt that, as I said before, you know, the commitment that it would have taken, you know, and then to maybe, you know, was it made clear that I wasn't going to play as much as I like it might have been. But, you know, I guess that's down to, it has to benefit the team, it has to benefit everybody. And I just felt that, as I say, the time that I was going to have to commit to it, you know, the places I was going to have to travel to, you know, and then, you know, I guess it would have been just kind of difficult, I suppose, to do all that and then maybe not get your game of football at the end of the week, because that's what we do it for.
Did you leave in good terms?
Oh, yeah.
Did you leave the club in good terms?
Yeah, I did.
Because it's a place that's close to your heart, like you, so you spend a lot of time there.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And there's a way back there for me. You know, I had good conversations with Dave, and, you know, although I was frustrated maybe at times, but, you know, and, you know, maybe he was frustrated with me at times as well, which is, you know, I'm far from perfect. But, you know, oh, there's definitely a way back. You know, we've had good chats about it, and, you know, he's made it clear that he wants me back at the club and some role in the not so distant future. So look,
that's, do you see yourself as a future coach at Harps or future manager at Harps?
Who knows? You know, I suppose I saw myself playing there at the end of the season, and that changed rather quickly. So look, it's definitely something that I would like to give something back to the club. You know, I've had a lot of great times there, you know, a lot of good promotions and, you know, different things like that. And, you know, worked with a lot of good people up there and, you know, made a lot of good mates up there from the playing side of it and that as well. So, look, it's definitely a place that, you know, I feel I would like to give something back to. But a lot of things can happen between now and then. As I say, I'm a busier man now as well, so we have to look at that side of things as well.
Okay, then, what did you make of Harps' performance on Monday night against Athlone Town? Because things have changed, obviously, over the last number of weeks, where he's brought in a lot of new players, and they got some decent results, but they came back down to earth with a bang on Monday night at Athlone, Keith.
Yeah, Athlone's a tough place to go. I think, you know, if you know the league and you know the teams around it, like, there's not too many teams go there and get much. I think Galway scraped a 1-0 there. You know, the runaway league leaders scraped a 1-0. Waterford went there, maybe got a point, I think, on their last visit. So it's a very tough place to go. And if you're not right going there, then, you know, you're going to get turned over. And unfortunately, that was the case for Harps on Monday night. You know, Dave came out and said himself it was the worst performance of the season. Yeah.
Is that a bit overcritical on the team from him?
Maybe. But he expects, you know, he has high standards, I suppose, of this team. And, you know, he's brought in a lot of new players in the window. And he has, you know, expectations of these players. And I'm 100% sure they know that. Mm-hmm. So I suppose maybe after, you know, getting a point against Galway on Friday night before that, you know, maybe there was, you know, it can happen to players at times, maybe they get a little carried away with, you know, that, you know, marginal success, because I suppose it was a good result for them to, you know, for Galway to come and for Harps to get a point against them. Maybe could have not won the game. Maybe we'll be frustrated that he didn't win the game, you know, with Galway being down to 10 men for such a long period. But after that positive result, you know, then you have to go and back that up. And I suppose it showed early on that, you know, there's maybe a little fatigue, or, you know, the concentration levels weren't there. I suppose, you know, going on halftime 4-1 down is difficult.
Is it difficult playing Friday, Monday?
Oh, it is. It is, yeah. Well, you know, at almost 38, it's definitely difficult playing Friday, Monday. You know, if you're used to it, you know, throughout the seasons, you know, you just have to make those sacrifices. You got to make sure you're getting everything right from Friday to Monday with your recovery.
But for that young group, because they're such young men, a Friday Monday game shouldn't be that big an issue, should it?
Well, I suppose no. If you're looking to make it, you know, and a lot of these guys will have aspirations of going further than Balbuffet and their careers, you know, and I know that for a fact, but. Yeah, you have to be able to go to be able to make sure you're doing it Friday and then be able to turn up on Monday, you know, no matter where you're going, what you're doing. You know, they would have seen that probably as an opportunity to, you know, to back up the result, to get something at Athlone. But I said, it's a tough place to go. They're very good players, are well organised. And unfortunately, they just didn't seem up to the task on Monday night.
Well, they have a chance to redeem themselves after that disappointing performance, because they're playing Treaty on Friday night at home. 8:00 is the kickoff time. Jeremy Doherty will have live regular updates from that tie here on Highland tomorrow night. But Treaty is a side that they beat twice. They've scored 5 goals against them, Keith. So it's a game that Harps will look to maybe start building this momentum again.
Yeah, I suppose, look, that's the key phrase, isn't it? As momentum, and, you know, it's something that can turn a shift very quite easily. Look, I think Tralee is one that they'll be looking to pick up 3 points in. As you say, you know, we've beaten them twice earlier this season. I think Aaron McLaughlin scored his first goal down there earlier in the summer, and it was a good result, and it was a great performance that night to go down there and to win that. So look, this is, I think if they were to pick a fixture, this might be one that they would be looking to bounce back from and pick up 3 points.
There is 4 games taking place on Friday, but probably the standout game, Waterford against Galway United. Everybody's concurring that Galway's going to be champions, but will Waterford look to make some sort of statement against the Westerners on Friday? That's the big game of the weekend.
Yeah, they'll try, I suppose, you know, being the home side as well. Look, they always have a big turnover of players there, you know, being paired with, I think it's Fleetwood over in England as well. So, you know, I think there's some rumblings as well that their star striker, Coughlin, might be moving on. He might be moving across the water. So, look, they'll be wanting to, I suppose, narrow the gap between themselves and Galway. Galway, you know, seem quite focused, and, you know, even, I suppose, going down to 10 men last week, we kind of spoke about they're very organised, they're quite animated on the sidelines from John Coughlin and Ollie Horgan, like, so, John Caulfield and Ollie, we know what how they like to, I suppose, referee the game from their point of view as well. So now, look, it'll be a good game. Can Waterford say narrow the gap, like we said? We'll just have to wait and see.
When your coaching time comes, can you referee a game from a sideline? Can you? Would you be that type of?
I suppose you have to try and use everything at your disposal to try and maybe. I think there's different ways of doing it. You know, some managers get animated. Some, you know, try and play it cool, and then, you know, speak to them. Maybe when they're walking off the pitch, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, I think. Yeah. So just all depends on your personality.
Well, that's to come down the line. But less more present derby. Derby one would be nice. The first one for the County Tyrone side with Keith Cowan on board would be the target one at the weekend.
Definitely, yeah. You know, what's to say, we're working during the week on a few things there. We'll be training again tonight, and, you know, all the derby games always have an extra, add a bit of spice, and I'm sure the crowd, there was a big crowd actually for the Portadown game last weekend, so we'll be expecting something similar this week, and hopefully get the first 3 points on the board.
Okay, best of luck with it. Thanks for joining us today, Keith.
Cheers, Ash, and thank you.